Each and every Wednesday, we talk with Easy Ticket Mike. He's a ticket broker, of course. A little bit about sports and concerts. You can go to easy-ticket.com. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. How are you doing?
I'm great. Could not be better. Hey, talking about
the mudslides in California, you know, if they could harvest that for energy, it'd do great.
Boy, yeah, no kidding, right? Especially now. Like I said, I have a friend in L.A. and one in San Francisco, and it was also in the northern end, too, because of the rain and whatnot. Not as much in San Francisco. A lot of it was focused in Los Angeles. But when they get those fires, a lot of times afterwards, you end up getting the mudslides as well. Hey, it was a great week for football in the NFL. Man, we had so many close nail-biters, cool finishes. It was fun to watch. You're a Dallas Cowboy fan. A lot of people listening to us either hate the Dallas Cowboys or actually some of them in Connecticut and some other places like the Dallas Cowboys. They are so lucky they won that game against
yep.
Kansas City, because Kansas City's terrible. And Jerry Jones, the owner, said it was an embarrassment, even though they won, and I'd have to agree.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they barely pulled that out. Had to go into overtime and beat them by a touchdown, but... You know, the Cowboys were able to beat a bad team this week. You know, they're 3-2 now, but you know the serious teams are really gelling now. The Giants, they're still undefeated, but I think they're going to lose their first game this week against New Orleans. They have to go down there, and you know, New Orleans, I think, is a strong team this year, and I think they're going to beat the Giants this week. But
well, I don't know if I think that. I'm going to stop you there. My professional opinion is I don't know. I think that could be close. I do like New Orleans, and I think Drew Brees has been great. But I think this is going to be a tough one. This is good to me. This is going to be a coin flip. I'm not so sure I'm picking New Orleans, but I think it might be the best game on the board. Absolutely. And then, of course, Minnesota Vikings. They're on a great roll, and they're the big story with Brett Favre. Are a lot of people? I'm wondering if a lot of people are trying to get Vikings tickets.
Oh yeah, they are. I mean, that's a hot item right now, and you know, it's a lot better this year than it was last year, and I think it's mainly because of Favre and Adrian Peterson. I mean, they're both leading that team. So.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, college football, big rivalry matchup. At least in Texas, right? The Red River Shootout?
Yeah, the Sooners and the Longhorns, they come here to Dallas this Saturday for the Red River Shootout. And I think that the Longhorns are going to win it this year. You know, the OU's been they've had some problems so far, you know, with Miami, and they just – they haven't looked as strong a team as they could have, but you know, Texas, they beat Colorado pretty handily this last weekend and dropped to number 3.
So, mm-hmm.
But you know, by the same token, Alabama, I mean, they moved up after they beat Ole Miss to number 2, and I think you know, that's going to set up a nice little game in the SEC championship game, them in Florida.
Do you get a lot of requests for college football tickets? Because I think college football, the NFL, has had huge ratings. That's some of the biggest ratings they've seen in 2 decades, Mike. But I hear from a lot of people that college football is up, too, that a lot of folks are going to bars to watch or trying to get tickets for certain games. Do you think that's true?
Oh, you know, certain teams, you know, they have the alumni and they've got their following. I mean, there's here in the Big 12, there's a lot of teams that just they sell out everything, or they just pack the stadiums. And you know, teams like you know, Notre Dame, they've got such a big following. USC, the Crimson Tide, I mean, they sell out everything. I mean, Ohio State, that's a big thing. Anything with these big schools, the games are tremendous. So.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Hey, hockey's starting, of course, and, you know, I know a lot of people that don't like hockey, but I grew up in hockey land, and I love hockey, and people listening in the Northeast and in the Midwest. And really, I should say, there are certainly pockets of people who like hockey, but it's just too early in the season, certainly, even though the regular season has begun. I mean, there's so many games. The season is a very, very long one. Do you think people still have a, depending on where they're from, do you find that with the tickets, for whether there's excitement for games?
Well, they are, and you know, the thing is, you know, up in the north and in Canada, there's a lot more emphasis on hockey than it is, you know, down here in some of the other cities, particularly the regular season, and it does heat up a lot as we get closer to the playoffs. You know, the season's real new right now. My Stars, they beat Nashville tonight 6-0. They've lost three shootouts so far. Those are interesting things. You know, they go three periods and then an overtime, and then they have a shootout to determine who's going to win.
Yeah, and the shootouts are always a lot of fun. We're running out of time, but obviously you have baseball tickets. My Phillies are in it. I know that you think it's going to be who in the World Series?
Well, I'm looking for the Phillies and the Yankees. You know, the Dodgers are a strong team, but I think it's going to be Phillies and the Yankees this year.
Yeah, I do too, and that'll be interesting because, you know, the two cities being so close, you're going to have a lot of trash talking, I think, between both of them. And also we should say that you can go to easy-ticket.com, and, of course, Mike has tickets for concerts as well, and you'll see that all on the website. In fact, like he likes to say, tickets to over 80,000 events nationwide. Mike, thanks. We'll check in with you next week.
Okay, Kate. You have a good evening.
All right, you too. Thank you. And as he was saying, of course, in baseball now, we're down to the nitty-gritty, the Phillies and the Dodgers, and, of course, the Yankees and the Angels. And we'll talk more about that in our little tiny segment called Sports Shorts way later in the show because we have 4 huge hours. All right, coming up next, odds and ends. What's going on in our own backyard and around the planet? We'll tell you next.